If you woke this morning struggling with guilt, rejection, abuse, or scars from abuse, maybe betrayal, maybe your marriage is off track, your finances, they're fractured. And these negative things, they've left you discouraged, depressed, wrecked, and stuck, unable to push through and forward in the life that you know God wants for you. A life of peace, a life of purpose, a life where you get up in the morning and you say, I am a champion and everything is all right. You're not going to want to miss a minute of today's show. Today you're going to meet Dr. Cindy Trim. She's a best-selling author, a speaker, a teacher, inspirational life strategist. And she's the lady that Ebony Magazine calls the top 100 doer and influencer in the world today. How about that? And today, you're going to discover an amazing new book. It's called The Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past. I'm Damon Davis, and I welcome you to today's one-on-one. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Dr. Trim, welcome to One on One.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited you're here. I'm going to tell you, and people that are watching need to hear a little bit of this background. We have been trying to get you here for so long. I said, I need Cindy Trim. Well, we've called. Well, is she coming? She's working on it because you're all over the world. You're a busy lady. Mm-hmm. You're speaking across the globe, doing this thing called transforming people's lives. Am I hitting it right?
You're hitting it right. Just giving people strategies. I mean, you know, people's lives are pretty messed up in a lot of areas, but it's not hopeless. Nothing, I mean, just as long as you've got breath, nothing is hopeless.
As long as there's breath, there's life.
And there's hope. Hmm. And just sharing the grace of God is vitally important. So many people are losing faith.
Yeah.
Faith is our hold on God. Hmm. But the thing about it is we have grace. Grace is his hold on us. Wow. So even when we lose our grip on life, God still holds us in his hand.
Wow. You know, yeah. A lot of people hearing that need to hear that.
Yeah. We all struggle with the same five things. We struggle relationally.
Okay.
Financially.
Okay.
And physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Hmm. If you have money, you want to keep it. You worry about losing it. Sure. If you don't, you want it.
Yeah.
You know, if you have health, you worry about getting sick.
Sure.
If you're sick, you want to get healthy.
Got it.
We have relational issues.
You want to get married? You can't. You are married, you lost.
Married, you want to get divorced.
Same thing.
Yeah. So the common thing is, how do we do this thing called life? And could things be the way they are because you are the way you are?
Yeah.
And what one thing can you change that can change everything?
Wow.
You could change your mind. You may not be able to change your circumstances immediately, but you can impact how your destiny goes by just changing your thoughts. Because once you change your thoughts, you know, your outward reality is an indication of your inward reality.
Wow. We want to dive right into this book, and a lot of what you just said is in this amazing book, which is about overcoming our past.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have their life on stutter. I say stutter.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand a person who stutters, they repeat. It's repetitive.
Sure.
So if you want your future to look different from your past, you got to disconnect from your past and focus on your future.
Is it that simple?
It's that simple and that hard. Either you want your future or you want your past.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a decision.
It's a decision that you make. And here's the bottom line. A lot of us have life scripts that were handed to us, mm-hmm. but God can help us to change our stories.
Your book says you've got to walk out the old. Mm-hmm. What is that?
You see, there's a difference between moving forward and moving on. Mm. And there comes to a point where you have to say, okay, I'm going to move on from this.
What about people, Dr. Tram, that say, I've been affected too much?
Yeah.
You know, I've lost too much. Maybe someone has passed away and they're still dealing with that anxiety. Or maybe someone has been diagnosed with a disease today. Mm-hmm. And they've been given really no hope at all. Mm-hmm. Or maybe their finances are so wrecked. Mm-hmm. Their home has been foreclosed or facing that. They've lost a job. Can't see anywhere. They're so low they can't see anywhere but up.
Yeah.
Can this book help?
Absolutely. You can only start where you are, but you can start. A lot of people finish where they are. Mm. And that's the difference between someone succeeding and progressing and someone failing.
Wow.
And we're like diamonds in the rough. And unless there's situations and circumstances that call forth the hidden potential and the hidden greatness within us, then it's never called forth. We don't know how powerful we are until we are able to face things that threaten to undermine our greatness. We're made out in the image and after the likeness of God.
So whatever they're in, you know, that failed relationship or that broken down bank account, whatever it is, you're saying that in that moment, that diamond,
yes,
is being
formed and forged.
Formed.
Yes.
By the pressure. By the struggle.
And the heat. Yes.
So if they're in the middle of that kitchen and it's too hot, in fact, that's exactly where maybe God needs them to be.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Rejection. All of us have been through rejection.
Sure.
But rejection is not something that you cry over. It's something that you celebrate. Mm. Because rejection is a divine announcement that person or that institution no longer has the capacity to help to develop your greatness.
My goodness.
You've outgrown it.
That is freedom, Dr.
And so it's nothing to cry about, because if you've outgrown a relationship and a person no longer has the capacity for your greatness, why would you want to stay?
Wow.
To be able to say it's time to grow and time to move on.
Wow.
You've outgrown this.
All of this is really about changing the way you think.
It's about a paradigm shift.
That's what your book talks about. It talks about rewiring your mind, a shift in your... Let's talk about that. What is this paradigm term you use so much?
This is a big one, because everybody uses it. Firstly, a paradigm is a mental model. It's how you view the world.
Okay.
So that's why our relationships are messed up, because we're filtering it through our paradigm. And then if you have, say, for instance, a poverty paradigm, that means no matter how much money you make, you still are going to live in poverty.
Wow.
So you have to change one paradigm for another, and that's what you call a paradigm shift.
Dr. Trim, is a lot of what we're facing in life a result of our paradigm?
Let's use the Bible.
Okay.
As a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
Wow.
Dr. Trim, can you change your way of thinking? Can you change your paradigm?
I grew up in poverty. So no matter how much money I made, it seemed like I never had money at the end of the month. Mm. Why? Because that was the paradigm that I grew up with. We didn't have money at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. We had more month than money.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the making of the money that broke the spirit of poverty. It was my mental connection to it. And I didn't know, because it's subconscious.
Mm. A lot of people would identify. They have more month than their money.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's actual mindset.
It's a poverty mindset
that can make
and a prosperity mindset. You see, I knew how to navigate the poverty terrain. I didn't know how to navigate the prosperity terrain.
Mm.
And I had to have a paradigm shift. There's a different strategy that you use if you want to prosper. There's a strategy that you use to fail, and there's a strategy that you use to prosper. And I had to learn how to use the strategy to prosper.
And if you have that strategy, what, money will follow?
Absolutely. You'll be a money magnet.
Wow.
You'll be a wealth creator.
Wow.
Have you put any thought into what you want in your life? As a man thinketh, so is he. Heal the mind, heal the body. Heal the mind, heal the relationship. Body. Heal the mind, heal the money.
Goodness.
It starts with the mind. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance, restore the top of you. The top of you is not your brain, it's not your head, it's your mind.
Your mind
is spiritual.
My goodness.
The spirit realm is more powerful than the natural.
Okay, time out. Spirit realm.
Yes.
I've had a few guests on the show that have talked about this spirit realm. Now, I was raised Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a church where my grandma spoke in tongues so much, I didn't know which language to use in the house or in the yard, the tongues or the English. And she was a spiritual woman.
Yeah.
How real is this realm
called the spirit realm?
I mean, is it not just life, Dr. Trim? I mean, is it just life's happening?
Let me tell you how real it is. The first thing you meet about a person is their spirit, not their body.
What?
And I can tell you this. Have you ever met someone, you just couldn't put your finger on it, but something was a little shady about that person?
I can think of a couple people right now.
That is your spirit. We are spiritual beings having an earthly experience through our body. Our body gives us permission to live in time. But when our bodies disintegrate, then our spirit and soul doesn't.
Wow.
It's eternal. So the spirit realm is always the causal realm. And I'm going to prove
this. The what?
Causal realm. The spirit realm is the causal realm.
What do you mean?
The chair that you're sitting in was once someone's imagination. The jacket you wore first started as a thought in a designer's mind.
Dr. Trim, this show started with a vision to bring guests like you to people who need help.
There you go. And so if a person understands, look, if you heal your mind, forget not the former things, heal your mind and allow God to heal your mind, then you'll be healed in time and your destiny alters.
Wow.
Have you put any thought into your future? Mm. Where do you see yourself at the end of the year? Where do you see your marriage? Where do you see your finances? Where do you see it? And Jesus said to the man, John chapter 5 again, do you, not what people want for you, do you want to be whole? Not what your husband wants, your daughter wants, your boss wants. What do you want?
Wow.
Put some thought into that.
Yes.
So the Bible said, Jesus saith unto him, continue to ask him, do you want to be whole? What do you want for your life?
I get it, because people watching Dr. Trim are like,
no more alibis.
I can't see beyond where I am.
No more alibis, no more excuses, no more crutches.
Okay, but what if they can't?
Start with where you are. Take up your bed.
But what if they can't see where from? What if they can't see this from past this thing called, you know, I'm broke.
That's why they're watching this television show.
I'm diseased.
That's why they're watching the television show. When the right people come into your life, right things start happening. When the wrong people leave your life, wrong things stop happening. But the right people cannot come into your life until you give the wrong people permission to leave your life.
Goodness.
And if they don't leave, you give yourself a going away party.
Dr. Trim, if I sit back in my seat, and if I were to have spiritual eyes open, what would I see? The spirit realm. Well, what's happening around us?
The spirit realm is just as real as the natural.
Wow.
Yeah. God has a vision for our lives, and he wants to share that with us. Your vision looks forward. Your memory looks back.
Wow.
And every day, you have to make a choice. Am I going to look back? Am I going to look forward? The moment we recognize that we are an empowered being, and God gives us power to live life on purpose, to live with meaning, hope, and dignity, we can all rise up. And there's enough testimonies and evidence to prove it. I believe that's why there are shows such as this, you know, one-on-one, so that we can talk about it. A lot of times we see successful people, we don't recognize that success comes with a lot of discipline.
Yes, it does.
Show me a couch potato, and I'll show you a person that uses his time doing nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. The same 168 hours that successful people have, unsuccessful people have.
Wow.
And whatever you dedicate your time to, that's what you'll be successful at.
How much, Dr. Trim, is really within our grasp?
The greatest change agent is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And if we allow Him to work in us, both to will and to do of God's good pleasure, we're going to see some incredible changes.
That sounded very supernatural again.
It
that
is supernatural.
That sounded more spirit realm.
Yeah, yeah.
If I change my thinking and change how I see myself,
you'll see healing in your soul, healing in your body, healing in your mind.
Wow.
And that's the power of the word.
It's the power of belief.
Yes, it is.
It's the power of agreement.
Yes.
It's the power of point of contact, a book like you have, the word of God, you as a life strategist to come into a world. These are points of contact,
yes,
Dr. Trim, to help us have greater faith or to activate that faith. Am I saying it right?
You remember Paul, Paul with the handkerchiefs?
Yeah.
And they were healed.
Yeah.
That was a point of contact.
Handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Who would have thought it? Who would have thunk it?
Why?
It was activating a person's faith.
Wow. You know, when you said handkerchiefs, my grandmother, when I was small, I lived with my grandparents, a praying woman, a Pentecostal home. My grandmother used to slide these little cloths, prayer cloths, in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would pull out of that wallet, that little piece of cloth, Dr. Trim, at the moment of my discouragement, it encouraged me. At the moment of my depression, I became empowered. At the moment that I felt like I had no faith at all, I would see that little piece of material that my praying grandmother put in my wallet, and I thought I could conquer the world.
Words have the ability to change anything.
What we say.
And what you say. So when you pray over those cloths carry the prayers that you have prayed, the declarations that you have prayed.
My goodness.
And you could touch that. And you can change your environment just by touching it.
Dr. Trim, I have seen you pray like this.
Yeah.
There's you have an atomic bomb of prayer. I saw you in front of thousands of people, a prayer of spiritual breakthrough over these people's. Are you saying you can pray over that cloth?
Yes.
And that point of contact can bring breakthrough in your life?
And it's scriptural. It's all scriptural.
It's found in the word.
God was able to alter the entire universe through words. Words have power, presence, prophetic implication, no time, space, geographical limitation. Every time you speak, words don't disappear, they don't dissipate. They hang in the atmosphere, waiting for the most apropos time to manifest.
Dr. Trim, this program is about changing people's lives.
It's about changing people's lives.
This program is me bringing you to connect with these people, for them to have someone like you, to be in agreement with them, to bring them to the place of breakthrough, that marriage can be restored, that body can be healed, that no matter how down you are, God can lift you up.
Yes.
To be in agreement with you to be a point of contact. This is out of structure here. If you would give me some liberty, somebody get me a sheet. Grab me a sheet, whatever you got. Grab me one of the curtains on the prop here or the wall here. Dr. Trim, give me red. Give me something red. Give me the red one. Dr. Trim, I want the blood of Jesus. Mom, bring me that red cloth. Dr. Trim, would you pray? I know this is crazy. I know this is not normal. Would you pray over this cloth?
Yes.
We will cut this. Give me some scissors, somebody. We will cut this cloth.
Yes.
And we will get this cloth. Let's do this, Dr. Trim. Let's stand up if we can. Camera guys, just follow me. Just grab this shot. If you stretch that out, Dr. Trim, let's pray over this cloth. This is blood red material. Let's represent the blood of Jesus in someone's life.
Yes, yes.
Let's pray over this cloth. We're going to cut this cloth. Now, I'm not joking. We're going to anoint this cloth, just like my grandmother put a tiny piece of anointed cloth in my wallet, to stand as a point of contact in whatever's going on in your life. Every time you face that sickness, you look at that point of contact. Every time you look at that broken down marriage, you look at that point of contact. Every time you say, I can't, the point of contact says that you can. Dr. Trim, am I saying it right?
Yes, yes.
Help me out here.
Yes, 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 yes. Our Father and our God, we thank you right now for everyone that is viewing. We thank you that their lives are able to be altered. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, that there is healing in the power, in the name, and in the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, that this cloth now represents the healing power for overcoming. I decree and declare, we are overcomers. We are not underachievers. I decree and declare, oh God, that this will be used as a point of contact.
Yes, Lord.
That anyone that holds it, that anyone puts it in their purse, they will be overcoming sickness. They will be overcoming diseases.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Their bodies will be healed. Their marriages will be healed. Their finances will be healed. We speak in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that
Lord.
This cloth is consecrated. That even as Paul used cloths and bodies were healed as he cut up pieces of aprons and they put it on their bodies and they received supernatural breakthrough and
Lord.
Supernatural healing. We decree and declare a season of the supernatural that, Father, what we cannot do in and of ourselves, it will be done supernaturally.
Yes.
I decree and declare supernatural healing, supernatural miracles, supernatural breakthrough.
Somebody.
I decree and declare what we could not do in and of ourselves, it will be done supernaturally. At the point of our weakness, your strength will be made perfect. I decree right now, oh God, that this cloth is consecrated for the supernatural. And everyone that holds onto this cloth, I decree and declare that their faith will be increased. Not a faith in the cloth, but the faith in you. And this represents, oh God, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for every human being. I decree individuals will be healed. Individuals will be saved. Individuals will be delivered. Marriages will be saved.
Yes,
finances
Lord.
Will be saved. Homes will be saved. Salvation will come to their house. I decree, oh God, that they will break through. I decree that there will be healing from the past. Those individuals that have been betrayed, deeply hurt, abandoned, deeply hurt. Those that have been abused, deeply hurt. I decree and declare a healing. I decree a paradigm shift. And Father, there will be testimonies of how they were supernaturally blessed.
Yes.
And there were supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dr. Trim, this is the craziest program we have ever done. But let me tell you something. That's when God shows up.
Yes, yes.
I just happen to believe what the Bible says. That if they get a hold of this.
Yes.
As a point of contact.
Yes.
Their life can change.
Their life can change and it can be revolutionized.
I encourage anybody watching. Look, I know this has been a little bit crazy, but this is what this program is all about. This is what you are all about. You're in charge from this moment. You're in charge from this moment of your future. You have to look beyond your past. You have to connect with a life strategist who's been where you are, who can take you to where God says you can be, but you're in charge. And being in charge only works if you're connected to the Almighty. Being in charge only works if you are in agreement with Him. If you're in agreement with Him, everything can change. But it takes you taking a step. It takes you being in agreement with the Master. It takes you being the point of contact. Make a call. Look, I'm going to keep cutting. I'm going to keep cutting until we have nothing left to cut. For as many as we have, it's available to you. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. Thank you for being part of this amazing program. Us one-on-one with you. We'll see you again soon. Dr. Trim, we'll just keep cutting.
Mistakes, shame, guilt, feelings of failure, low self-esteem. We all have things in our past that can grip us and derail our future. Learning to overcome them, to get past them, means knowing the devil is at work, moving strategically with a plan to keep you in bondage to your past and ultimately rob you of God's plan and purpose for your life. In today's exclusive one-on-one television offer, international speaker and life strategist Dr. Cindy Trim shows you the rules of engagement for overcoming your past. Between the covers of this book, you will discover practical and supernatural steps to break free from guilt, overcome rejection, conquer abuse, and heal the scars of betrayal and low self-esteem. And as your personal life strategist, Dr. Trim reveals the strategy she took in her own life to move you ahead in your health, relationships, finances, and more. You'll experience biblically based techniques to break free from your past and secure a breakthrough in marriage, health, and get your money moving in the right direction. There is a spiritual war going on right now for your future, and the Rules of Engagement is a mission critical resource to ensure your victory. Next, you will receive the entire one-hour uncut behind-the-scenes interview with Dr. Trim, where you will witness how to engage the enemy armed with God's power, and finally, how through the power of agreement, you will emerge victorious every single day. You only saw 22 minutes of this powerful interview today, but this complete, uncut DVD will be a cherished keepsake in your one-on-one library. This timely bundle is available for your gift of only $45 through this exclusive one-on-one television offer. But that's not all. If you call now, Damon will also send you The Atomic Power of Prayer and Prophetic Intercession by Dr. Cindy Trim. This audio CD will allow Dr. Trim to intercede and proclaim breakthrough spiritual power into your home through over 55 minutes of declaration of God's power and authority. And while supplies last, Damon will also include one of the special prayer cloths you watched as Dr. Trim prayed over and cut right here on this program. Yes, if you call right now, you will receive your very own piece of this anointed material to serve as a point of contact for the miracle God means for you. Call now to get a copy of this life-altering book, the entire interview on DVD, and the Atomic Power of Prayer CD, and your prayer cloth with your gift today, and get the devil out of your home, your health, your relationships, your finances, and more once and for all.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.